Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Roe Edgar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Frisch moves to third. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frisch scores. Bottomley moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Wilson. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards third. McMillan catches it and throws to first to double up Gelbert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Douthat moves to third. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Douthat scores. High moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsatti takes first base on ball 4. High moves to third. Frisch moves to second. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker is 0-for-1 in the game. Roetker hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. High scores. Frisch moves to third. Orsatti moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Hal Haid now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields the ball and throws to Haid covering. Safe. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Haid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haid strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gelbert. Hornsby moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. High hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frisch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Orsatti reaches second base with a double. Bottomley scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Roedger hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Haight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haight is 0-for-1 in the game. Haight is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Roedger. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English bunts towards the mound. Haight fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert has McMillan trapped. There's the throw to Smith and over to High, who tags McMillan for the out. Kyler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimm. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frisch bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. High moves to second. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Orsatti is walked intentionally. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Roedger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High scores. Orsatti moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roedger. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm bunts towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert misplays the ball. That's an error on Gelbert. Stevenson scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-3 in the game. Root bunts towards the mound. Hayde fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Smith and he is out, Frisch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Southworth pinch hits for Hal Hayde. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root can't make a play. That's a base hit. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. High hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Shirtle now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields the ball and throws to Shirtle covering. Safe. Hornsby moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frisch moves to second. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Orsatti bunts for a single. Frisch moves to third. Bottomley moves to second. Trader Horn now pitching. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frisch scores. Bottomley moves to third. Orsatti moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 6, Cardinals, 6. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smith is walked intentionally. Chick Hafey pinch hits for Charlie Gelbert. Jimmy Wilson pinch runs for Earl Smith. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a fly ball towards right. Kyler catches it and throws to home to double up Bottomley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson now catching. Eddie Delker now playing shortstop. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delker misplays the ball. That's an error on Delker. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Shirtle fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck pinch hits for Trader Horn. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Art Neff now pitching. Kerry Self pinch hits for Bill Shirtle. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Douthat hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. High hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Bottomley hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Orsatti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Roedger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Hack Wilson. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frisch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Hethcott now playing center field. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.